We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting today with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, getting updates on everything going on in the government. There's a lot going on right now, and, you know, we were just talking here during the break. You know, I don't think, you know, I've been here almost 2 years in Manhattan, and I love the community. I love the whole area, really, the region. But I couldn't tell you just by memory where the border is for Riley and Pottawatomie County. And I don't think a lot of folks, especially the K-State students, probably even think about it when they go shopping.
You're right again. That's a good question. The actual line is where the old river used to be. And it's really the Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Once you move to the east off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, you're in Pottawatomie County. So Dillon's, Menards, all the things that are further east than that. Then there's the city goes to the Blue River. It has brought itself on into Pottawatomie County up to the Blue River. And then there's an island annex that they did, Heritage North and Heritage South, which incidentally, remembering my, since I own a house in Manhattan, the things you get in trouble when you don't mow the grass, I've been trying to get your people over there to mow their grass in Heritage North for quite a while. They're finally bailing some of it, but it's hard to know why the city doesn't perform sometimes quickly on our side. You guys out there, I'm just kind of kidding you, but get it taken care of. But anyway, the signs could be placed right there as you turn off of by the mall and turn east. That's Pottawatomie County. As you go on McCall Road and turn east off of Tuttle Creek, that's Pottawatomie County. And I did ask to have some of those signs located there because in most counties it's identified. I'm not trying to create a schism, just information. I mean, I've known that for 5 years. I just don't, as you say, most people don't understand why we're saying on our side it's interesting. We know the sales tax value over there is very important to our county and serves 10 small communities. And when they come back and want to put it on our side, and there should be, we think, and at least a conversation about things that would be beneficial for your growth as well as ours. And that's when we bring it up. It's not trying to be adversarial. It's trying to be visionary. And most people would, well, depends on how they look at it.
I think having signs is a great idea because I grew up in the Kansas City area. Kansas City obviously spreads out into different counties. I lived in Cass County, Missouri, and a brief little bit of Kansas City touches into there, but not much. But you know, you got the county signs everywhere, and it's odd that we just don't have it here in Manhattan. You just don't know. I'll drive north out of the radio station here, going toward Westmoreland, and I'll be up on I forget the road here that goes
13.
Yeah, you know, you have the sign over the bridge at the dam, but the side road there, I all of a sudden I'm in Pottawatomie County. I don't even realize it. You know, it's strange.
Yes, well, you can get away with more that way, I suppose.
I suppose. Just kidding. Do we have another caller, Dave? Nope. Okay, I saw him.
Yeah, we used to have all of Stampede was in Pottawatomie County on our side of the river. So when you're there, that was a collaborative project. Mm-hmm. Sorry to see it go, but there you are.
Well, no one saw any concerts this year, so we weren't really missing too much, were we? The we already talked about that. I'm going to talk about the salary study next. I know last meeting a week ago, you guys brought that up, and we didn't report on it just yet because it was mostly kind of an in-house thing, but I understand there is a salary study going on for employees.
Yes, it's a challenge with elected officials and hiring people to try and find comparable salaries across the area. We're sandwiched between Shawnee County and Riley County, and an interesting Riley County police force that is separate of maybe the mill levy requirements of other places, and so they tend to be a little higher, and we wanted to have that look. The Arnold Group out of Wichita came and did that work for us, and it's not been solidified yet. There's some questions in it, but it comes to the question of somebody getting elected, should they, in certain offices, just come in where the person's been there for 20 years at the same salary as if they had been there? And that's part of the draw of the question. Can we put it in ranges and note the starting salary? When you run for office, you pay a filing fee based on the salary that's there, and this might stabilize it kind of within the region. And it's a good exercise to see what challenges we face and what costs we have in terms of benefits down the line. We give an automatic after 4 years percentage increase, and we have some other things in our current system to try and encourage longevity. But exploring that and trying to make sure that it can be stabilized and useful is a good thing. Bernie Hayen, when he was working for the League of Municipalities, then worked for Manhattan, came out to Dodge City when I was a commissioner there, and we did a salary study. Worked really well till we got to the point of low funds, and then suddenly everybody has to say, well, we can't give you anything this year because of the way life is. And so it will be an interesting – it isn't concluded yet, but we're still having each department look at it and see can they hire and maintain all these different skill levels of – you know, some of the real heavy equipment requires a whole lot more than others, and risk is a lot higher in the police department, and nowadays more and more, and so that you pay them for some of – what you'd call the difficulty pay, and it'll never be perfect, but we might just try to get it to some point where it can be functional.
All right. Well, we have a caller waiting here with a question or a comment. Well, let's see. Maybe an insult. We don't know.
Oh, no. That's all right.
Good morning. You're on In Focus.
My husband tells me I'm wrong 50% of the time. He's right.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay. I joined late, so maybe this has been brought up. Are there any plans in the future to do anything with Junietta Road, the part that's behind Nelson's Ridge? The dust that comes off of that road is unbelievable. And on top of that, the speed limit up there is 55 miles an hour. And some of the backyards of those homes that butt up against it are literally, I mean, the road is literally almost in their backyard. And there's kids that are out there playing on swings and various things. And it just seems like 55 on that is a little ridiculous.
Thank you for that question, Joanne. Yes, we sort of talked it earlier in the discussion about trying to get the advanced preliminary engineering down to the new grade school and all along that way. And if we had that opportunity to have some crossing there, that would probably get it paved. Currently with the school, the paving and traffic flow has probably moved the priority over to Excel Road, which would make a continuing loop. And I wouldn't just ballpark that's going to be a $3 to $4 million project, by the way, that there's a deep ditch and a lot of drainage issues that go with that. That wasn't moved up until the school moved up. So we're working on it. I understand what you're saying. One of the things that can happen is the neighbors can go together and get some of that magnesium chloride ground maybe into the dirt, and it holds it down pretty well. Other than that, conversation, yes. One of the tough things in our county is we had enough growth that we could have had a higher mill levy, but because of the tax lid, we could only go up the cost of living, which has nothing to do with asphalt or the cost of roads or anything. And so rather than using that money to move ahead and fix some of those roads, we had to reduce the mill levy. And, of course, taxpayers think that's a good thing. But in the long run, if we didn't have dirt roads, our cost of maintenance would be less. You wouldn't be running maintainers frequently up and down the road. So we get caught in a real tough discussion. But I appreciate you asking, and you might contact me personally. I'd like to have names of people that want to speak to that subject when it comes time. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call. And, Dee, we're about out of time here, but anything we should be looking forward to next Monday for the county commission meeting?
We'll be talking more about the appropriation of revenues for the COVID process. And we have a team of bankers and so on that look at that and decide based on what they're putting in, what the numbers should be. It's not just give it no matter what kind of thing. And the biggest thing I think everybody needs to understand is if we let the businesses close because of COVID, and it's tough, it's a tough balance, but if the businesses aren't there in 2 or 3 years, the money to fix those roads and the other things will not be there because we depend largely on property taxes for what makes those things happen. And if the businesses aren't contributing or the sales tax isn't being generated, the expectation of what you used to have will shrink. And it's a tough time to try and decide how to do that and do it successfully with health and development and good vision and all of that put together. For the gentleman who said he'd give prayers, I'd like of all of us, I think we need to really focus and work together and be kind to one another on the illness side, and the same with the business side. Some of these young people who've just started a business are much more on a slippery slope than somebody that's been there for a number of years or is ready to retire, and this is a catalyst to retire. It fits in different places in such unusual ways. And together, we'll get through it.
All right. Well said. Dee, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We're going to have an interview next with USD 383 Transportation when we come back here on News Radio KMAN.